This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The storm moving through Colorado today is hitting the western slope first. Chris Sanders with the National Weather Service says it's already brought strong winds to that part of the state.
We've had wind gusts reported 50, 60 miles an hour, so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe some small tree limbs and stuff like that were coming down.
The latest forecast has rain for the west in the Front Range and snow in the foothills and higher mountains. Colorado voters have turned in just over 313,000 ballots for this fall's election. That's a turnout of about 8%, according to the Secretary of State's office. Ballots have to be returned by next Tuesday, and it's too late to put them in the mail. Voters can take ballots to drop-off boxes and in-person vote centers. Denver is one of 10 U.S. cities in the running to host matches for soccer's World Cup in 2026. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Leaders of that effort gave a presentation and tour of Empower Field at Mile High to officials from FIFA, soccer's governing body. Tim Howard is a former U.S. and Colorado Rapids goalie. As a kid, he dreamed of playing in a World Cup and did three times.
I'm supporting this host bid because I've seen what the power of a World Cup can do. I've seen the way that it can galvanize communities. It can bring hope to kids.
Denver could host up to six games in the summer of 2026. A decision is expected next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Grand Junction this morning, it's 46 degrees. In Fort Collins, 39. Rain and snow is coming to much of the state today and tonight. Mountain snow continues tomorrow. It turns sunny for much of the state through the rest of the week.